Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Good evening, everyone. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting off of Burnaby Mountain here at Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kequitlam, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh territories. Excuse me. I'm Jeremy, host of the 60-minute stage dive, which will be playing you a bunch of heavy music through till 9 o'clock this evening, or if you're in Lethbridge, Alberta, listening on CKXU 88.3 FM, it is Wednesday night, 10 p.m., Mountain Time, baby. I thank you all for listening, no matter where you're located in the world, because believe it or not, these little college campus radio stations are worldwide, baby. So yeah, stream on our website, cjsf.ca or ckxu.ca. And yeah, got a really exciting show here planned for you guys. I was at a gig last night, which was very fun. We were down at Bully's Studios, and it was so nice. There were some touring bands from Alberta, and if I can just gush a little bit, it was so nice to see the friends in False Body and Killing of a Sacred Deer and Entwine. I also was able to hear Seasons Worn for the first time, as well as the July Effect. Both those bands were fantastic, and you're actually going to hear from them a little later on once I'm done chatting to you guys. The cool thing, if I may say, is that was my first time seeing Seasons Worn, even though last 2 years ago, I think, my band played a gig with Seasons Worn, but because your guy was working the 6 a.m., I wasn't able to stick around and see them, which sucked. We were in Calgary playing the MLB. Shout out Calgary and the MLB. And we went on first. We gigged. And then my buddy's girlfriend at the time drove us home all the way back to Lethbridge, which was really funny. Obviously, it wasn't necessarily her scene. And your guy needed to get to bed. But last night, caught all the bands, and it was super fun. So we're going to get into some more music. Oh, I didn't even say what you heard there at the top of the hour. The song you heard was Betterment by Baptist off of the album Bushcraft. The album's not necessarily new, but it's still like genre-defining, or what's a better word for it? It's just my jam, you know what I mean? It's a great album, and the drumming on it especially is gnarly. As far as I know as well, they're a Vancouver-based band, or were. I don't think they exist anymore, but I could be wrong about that. One more story. I remember the first time I walked into Rufus Drum Shop, which is on Commercial Drive, if anyone wants to check it out. Alan, the manager there, and I talked to a Baptist for like a solid 10 minutes, which was really nice and fun, and he told me some cool stories about meeting those guys and whatever. So without any more chat, I got a lot of songs I want to play for you guys this evening. So the first one you're going to hear is When the Sky Met You by the July Effect. This is off of the latest EP by them called Take One Last Look. Vancouver based band. If any of you guys are local, keep an eye on their Instagram for when they play gigs or whatever they got coming down the pipe. So no more talk. July Effect. You're on CJSF 90.1 FM, CKXU 88.3 FM.
The coin don't have no say. It's just you.
Thank you.
Whoops, I wasn't paying attention. I was jamming out too hard. You're listening to CJSF 90.1. Now I'm tripping all over myself. And CKXU 88.3 FM. So we just listened to three gnarly songs going in reverse chronological order. What you heard was Carbon Copy by World of Pleasure, Calgary's own World of Pleasure. That's off of their EP, World of Pleasure and Friends. Song before that, Seasons Worn and a Morning Star came together to make the song How the World Changes Color. It's off of Seasons Worn. I think it was like a two-song EP. Yeah. Both songs on the EP were collabs. Now the little single EP thing is called I Wish I Could Show You. A Morning Star is on that first song, and then the other song on the album features Second Nature. I'm actually not very familiar with either band, so I gotta do some homework. Song before Seasons Worn was The July Effect with the song When the Sky Met You. It's off of the EP Take One Last Look. All right. Seasons Worn, July Effect, Vancouver-based bands. If you're local, check them out. Support your local bands. Okay, so something I forgot to mention at the top of the show. You can text me. Not my phone. Please don't do that. But you can text the booth at 778-782-2573. Do it. I want to say hi to you. I forgot to say hi to the good friend Baby Teeth back in Calgary because she texted me the end of last week's show and I was too busy playing tunes and I was also crapping myself because it was my first show. But now it's the second show. I'm basically a pro. What else do I want to say? I want to give a big shout out to everyone in my FanX 99 class, me and all the grinders trying to get through this quantitative requirement here at the school. It's an absolute gong show. But next week's our first midterm, 1 week to the day, and it's going to go great because the lovely Danielle is going to carry us through it. The best instructor I've ever had in terms of math. Okay. Up next, another band I saw at Bullies last night, Killing of a Sacred Deer. They just had an album come out called A Visage. A Visage? I'm not too familiar with that word now that I'm looking at it closer. A Visage of a Mangled Body. This is a really cool deathcore album. And I'll be honest, I wasn't too familiar with that genre title until my good friend Grant was talking to me about it outside the gig yesterday, and now, again, I feel like I have more homework to do. Gotta get into the deathcore. Anyways, the song's called Annalise. It's really, really cool. They did play it last night, which was a big, big moment for me. And, one thing I would like to say about Killing of a Sacred Deer, the front man is the drummer in World of Pleasure, as far as I know, and then the whole backing band is literally Abrupt Decay, which is so awesome, because Abrupt Decay is my favorite band. I played them last week, and I'd play them every week if I could justify it. I mean, I could justify it. I mean, they're that good, but we're not going to get into all that. Okay, let's get into more music. I got a lot to play, and then, I don't know, I feel like, I got a lot of songs here to play, so let's just get after it. Okay. Hope you all enjoy. This is Annalise by Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Partake of my rotted blood. Disappear of sight. is undying. Blood and blood!